Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted because we're able to magnify the Lord, and any time I'm able to spend time with the Lord and spend time with you, it is a momentous occasion. I want to welcome you to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular moment, at this particular second, at this particular minute, at this particular hour. Tonight is our prayer night, and that's why I'm so excited, because that means that the week is almost over. Amen, and we can start over again. And so we're going to pray tonight. There are many things that has happened, things that are happening, and we want to just lift everyone up. As I said before, my ministry is nothing scripted because I allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. But I want to pray tonight, and our prayer is that we're going to ask the Lord to help us to cover each and every person. We're going to actually get into the presence of the Lord. When you are in the presence of the Lord can wrap you in his arms. Not only does he wrap you in his arms, but he calls you his own, and he's able to comfort you for whatever situation, whatever problem that you're going through. There is nothing too big for our God. Those people who desire something from God, which should be everyone, God says that he is able to give it to you, and he's able to give it to you and multiply it, but you must have a desire. You must try. And then we want to pray for those who have lost something or someone. Then, of course, Lord Jesus, we want to pray for our youth. The Lord spoke, he says, anger is like a drunken man. And a lot of our youth are angry. A lot of our youth are depressed. A lot of our youth are going through different things. They need some positive role models, ladies and gentlemen. I continuously say this. I've been saying this ever since last week. I say this all the time on my show, on my ministry. And we must recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to our youth as much as possible. The enemy wants to destroy our youth. The enemy wants to destroy our youth because those, as the God is showing, are the weaker links of who we are. And once they destroy a stronghold's youth, and once the devil is able to get into your children, then that weakens you, that weakens your anointing, that weakens your calling, that weakens your ability to want to go to church, to want to do what's right, because then you become angry. So the devil is now picking at the weaker ones, and he says he's picking at the children. He's attacking them in every way. We hear about suicides. We hear about people falling to their deaths. And these are young people. Amen. These are young people that this is happening to. We hear about kids being drugged by the bus. But God, it was God who covered. We all know that God has a will for each and every one of our lives. But if we can do something, if we can take the initiative as children of God, as adults of God, to save our youth, let's do it. You need to pray over your child or your children before they go to school each day. You need to pray over them when they get home. And I know this seems old and foggy, but that old and fogginess can help save your child. You have to pray for them in season and out of season. You can't wait till something happens and then begin to pray. God says, pray before. That's why he says you need to put on the full armor of God when you go out. And in your house, you should pray in your secret closet. We don't pray for people to say, oh, hallelujah, I see that you're praying. Thank you, Jesus. We pray in order to magnify the Lord. It's time to stop playing church. Stop wanting to be seen. We have to pray unto God. We have to pray for our kids. We have to pray for ourselves. We have to pray for our neighbors. We have to pray for each and every person. if you've been playing with God. Stop it. If you don't know God, find him. If you lost your faith, go back and pick it up wherever you lost it. Enemy wants to attack, but guess what? Satan is going to have to go. We have evicted him. We evicted him from the hearts of our children. He is running rapid. Everywhere you turn, there's something happening to our children. Everywhere you turn. And that God says that is because there's a stronghold on our youth. This is a season. Teach them what to do when they're at school. Keep hands and feet and all other objects to yourself. Train up a child in the way they should go. When they get older, they shall not depart. Amen. That's called walking in the wheel. Parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, leaders, church. You have to teach these children. And it's time to stop playing church. It's time to stop trying to receive things just because you're doing the will of God. That will come unto you. Stop playing church. We have to get serious. It's time to get serious. And as I said, if you've been playing, stop it. We're going to pray unto God tonight. We're going to pray for our children in particular. We're going to pray for the bereaved families. We're going to pray for destinies. We're going to pray for desires. We're going to pray for different happenings all over this land and country. We're going to pray for our elderly people. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to pray for just each person. I don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know how long we're going to pray, but we're going to pray. And it's almost safe to say that we need to pray every day. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow. Amen. But probably after that guest leaves, I'm going to pray again. Because the enemy wants to destroy our young people. He wants to run rapid in people's lives, and he wants to get people off track because he knows that God is up to something. But guess what? God is also running rapid in people's lives. He's saving people, setting people free. And we need to thank God for that. We're not just going to focus on what's happening or focus on the devil. We're going to focus on God, and we're going to pray for covering for each one of our children, whether I know them or not. All over this land and country, we're praying for our children. And now, I used to say that we're praying for our children all the way up to 18, but let's extend it to 24, because the devil wants to attack, the enemy wants to attack our young people. That's who he's after, because he knows that their futures are bright. He wants to attack our children. He wants to get them to do things they shouldn't be doing. He wants to get them in trouble. That's what the devil wants. But God says that if we train them up, if we pray over them before they leave the house, if we pray for them when they come into the house, his covering will be on them. Not to say that they won't see trouble, but it won't be as bad as it has been. Pray over your kids. It's very important. I can't stress it enough. Pray over them. If you don't have any, pray over somebody else's children. Pray over them. Excuse me. We are going to read Psalm, and give me just a second, 136, of course, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods for his," excuse me, let's start over. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We are praying tonight. Whether my allergies are bothering me or not, we're going to get through this. We're praying tonight, and we're praying with power. We're praying with favor. We're praying with wisdom, knowledge. And we're praying with an eviction notice to the devil to get out of here. If he is visiting or has visited your house, we're praying that he gets Amen. If you are praying for a breakthrough, we're praying for that breakthrough to manifest itself. Amen. And we're just going to pray. There are a lot of things that's happened in Waco and surrounding towns, and we're going to pray unto God. Amen. I'm going to dim the lights. I'm going to dim the lights, and we're just going to let the music play. The first song that you will hear while we're praying is entitled, I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. And this is the instrumental. And then we're going to hear more music if we're still praying. But we're going to get into the very presence of God. I'm going to actually dim the lights because I want to get into the presence of God. I don't want to focus on anything else. I'm going to set you up for the presence of God. I want you to forget about yourself. I want you to forget about what happened at work or what happened at home. I want you to forget about who made you mad. I want you to forget about what you are stressing out about. I want you to forget about everything temporarily. Forget about it. Forget about it. God says have the mentality of a baby. You worry about nothing, but when you need something, amen, God says he will give it to you just as a mother gives to her crying child, amen. God says he will comfort you, amen, if you're crying. God says that he will feed you if you're hungry. He says he will clothe you if you're naked, amen. He says whatever you need, the desires of your heart, he shall give it to you according to his will. We serve a true and living God. We serve a real God. There's nothing fake about God. There is no secret what he can do, what he's done for your neighbor. If you trust and believe in him and it's in the will, he can do the same thing for you. We're going to get into the very presence of God. And the Lord is already here. And we're going to think about today. Amen. I read about a young man who committed suicide today. I read about a young lady who fell to her death. She was a college student. I read about, of course, the massacre that happened in downtown Waco. I heard about just unrest. Heard about the little baby who was drugged by the bus. She's recovering well, amen. I heard about the young man who was shot and killed. He was a hopeful. And I heard about the young man who was on the football field and just passed out. And there are so many other things. I heard about mothers who are worried about their children and fathers who are worried about their children. And we've heard about different things, divisions. We've heard about anger. We've heard about happiness. We've heard about sadness. Somebody has lost someone or something. Someone still grieving the loss of a loved one. Someone still going through. Someone still thinking about taking their lives. Someone still depressed. Someone still hurt. We ask, before we even start this prayer, Lord, would you already dispense your angels? And would you preserve their lives? Bind their hands. And when you unbind their hands, help their hands to do great works and not harm unto themselves. This is a time where the enemy wants to destroy our youth from ages 3 to 24. The devil is upset and mad because of what you're getting ready to do, Lord. The devil is upset and mad because he has been running rapid and he's been putting people in storms and he's been thinking that just because they're in the storm that you're not near, but you are in the storm with them. And we thank you. We're going to come unto you, God, today. And I'm bringing a lot of hearts, Lord. I'm bringing happy hearts. I'm bringing heavy hearts. I'm bringing sad hearts. I'm bringing confused hearts. I'm bringing everybody's heart unto you, including my own. I'm bringing hearts with desires. I'm bringing hearts with dreams. I'm bringing young people's hearts who have no idea. But, Lord, I'm coming unto you. I'm standing in the gap for each person that I bring. I'm bringing people who are going through body pains and back pains and people who are going through surgeries and people who are going through financial crisis and people who are going through things that's going on with their homes and people who are going through, Lord, health issues. I'm bringing all that to you, Lord. And I know that you're going to do what's best, and I know that you're going to work it out because all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, and you know how much I love you, and I'm bringing every heart unto you, Lord. Those who say pray for me, those who do not say pray for me but need prayer, those children who are lost, those who have been in trouble or who are in trouble, those parents who have lost their child or children, those kids or students who are going through depression. Bless them, Lord. Lord, we are getting ready to pray unto you. We are getting ready to bring our desires unto you. We're getting ready to bring our burdens unto you, Lord. Bless them who are in jail, incarcerated. Those who have kids who are not able to see their parents because they're locked up. They have heavy hearts. Bless them, Lord, right now. Those who are suffering allergies, have mercy on us, Jesus. Amen. Those who are getting ready to graduate and those who won't graduate for whatever reason, we ask that you keep them. Keep their minds and keep them around people who's going to love on them. Those who have heard the bad news and want to give up and throw in the towel, Lord, those people are the people we're praying for. Those individuals who are going through it, we bring it all unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even stopping by to listen to us. We thank you for your favor and grace and mercy. We thank you for the good news you've brought. We thank you for those valley moments. We thank you for those mountain experiences. And as we come to you, Lord, we submit ourselves unto you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come unto you in the most humble manner that we know how, Lord. Lord God, we bring many hearts unto you, Lord, as I see people holding their hearts in their hands, wanting to give it to you, Lord. Some are scared, Lord. Some are bold in bringing them. Lord, some don't want to bring them because they're too embarrassed, Lord. Some are depressed. They're just down. They are just holding their hearts, Lord. And we ask at this hour, Lord, would you give them a visitation, Lord, and would you wrap your arms around them and show them your love? Would you dispatch your angels or people, Lord, to comfort them or to give them a call, Lord, or to say something that will uplift their spirits, Lord? Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most manner that we only know, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that each prayer that we say in the atmosphere, Lord, be in your will to be answered, Lord. We come to you, Lord, first of all, thanking you for the lives that will live today and those that continue to live, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to wake up this morning, and you even started us on our way. You preserved our minds, and you helped us to travel down these treacherous highways and byways, and we say thank you for that, Lord. Lord Jesus, but unfortunately, as life would have it, some people woke up this morning, but they didn't make it all through the day, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray for them, Lord, and we pray for their souls and their parents and their grandparents and their communities and their families and their teachers, Lord, and we pray for their soul, Lord, as they rest with you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we don't know why things happen, but Lord, you are God who is all-knowing, and we ask, Lord, would you give that family who lost their senior, would you give that family comfort and peace, Lord? Heavenly Father, we pray for those who have lost something or someone, Lord, whether it's a person or whether it's a possession. And, Lord, we know that you can't bring that someone or that thing back, Lord, but we ask that you increase, Lord, whatever it is that was lost, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless those who are experiencing pain, Lord, from the top to the bottom, would you be that great physician and would you take away the pain if it be your will, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, praying for those with kidney problems, Lord, kidney failures, those with muscle problems, those with backaches, headaches, Lord, those who can't see, those who can't see and experiencing eye problems, those who can't breathe and those who can breathe, Lord. We ask, would you bless like you know. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals for whatever reason it is. It could be surgery. It could be giving birth, Lord. It could be sickness, Lord. And we ask, would you keep your hands around them, Lord, in a particular manner, Lord. Lord, we lift each person in the hospitals, those in the nursing homes, those in the convalescent homes, those in the children home, we lift each person up to you, Lord, because they've been separated from a familiar place. And we ask, Lord, would you be that same God who was with them in their familiar place, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping them, Lord. We thank you for preserving them, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father. Many of your children are burdened down, Lord. They're worried about tomorrow. They're worried about next week. They're worried about how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that. But, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, would you show them, Lord, where they can get some good rest tonight. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each of our youth, Lord, in a particular matter. Would you bless them, Heavenly Father, to make the right decisions. Would you dispatch an angel for each child, Heavenly Father, if it be your will, so that they can think right, Lord, so that they will be guided in the righteousness, so that they can do the right thing, so they can say the right thing, so they can react in the right manner. Lord, we know that the enemy is after our children because the enemy knows that once he begins to mess with the children, it affects the parents, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bind the enemy's hands and would you evict him right now out of each youth's lives. Evict him from helping the children to cause trouble. Evict him, Lord, for helping them to act unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the rich word. We thank you for the crowning of our head from the top to the bottom. We thank you for everything that you blessed us with, Lord, and the things that you blessed us with in the past and the things you're going to bless us with. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to be great soldiers for you? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each person who was involved in that, I call it a Waco massacre. We ask that you bless the police force, that you bless the motorcycle people, that you bless the restaurant people, that you bless that place all around, Lord. And, Lord, we claim an anointing on that whole place, Lord. We claim peace. We claim a visitation from you, Lord. Whatever is not of you, we ask, would it be removed from that place, Lord, so that we can restore peace within the community of Waco, Texas, Lord. We ask that if there are any hearts, Heavenly Father, that are still upset or angry or any minds, Lord, that are disturbed, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you intervene, Lord. We know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be just ambassadors for you. Help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to just continue to just be role models. Help us to continue to think positive, Lord. Help us to continue to just walk upright, not only because we are working for you, but because it's the right thing to do. Heavenly Father, to teach our children the right way. Help us to teach them to do the right thing. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever spirit it is that's over our children, we ask that it be removed right now, Lord. Whatever dark days are ahead for our children, Lord, we ask that you bring the light. Whatever it is that's causing depression and anger and confusion and the breaking of peace, we ask that you bring this peace that surpasses all the understanding. Lord, we pray for those young men, those motorcyclists who lost their lives, Lord. It doesn't matter what activity they were in or what they were doing, Lord, they're still your children. And we pray over each of their souls, and we pray for their families, and we pray for their friends, and we pray for their community leaders, Lord, and we pray for the public servants, the cops, Lord, who have to deal with this issue and restore the peace for the people. We pray for each and every one of them, from Officer 1 to to Officer 100, Lord. We pray for them, a shield of protection. We pray for their families. We pray for their children, Lord. We pray for their safety, Lord. And, Lord, we need you right now. We need a word, Lord. We need peace, Lord. Heavenly Father, whatever it is that's separating people from bringing peace, Lord, we ask that you remove it and you bring in your peace, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for those valley moments. We thank you, Lord, for whatever transpired, because it could have been worse. We thank you for the lives lived, Lord. We thank you for continuing to just preserve us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to not have a contrite heart, but to have a heart that is loving. Help us to love one another, because love is the answer. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you bless our leaders, Lord, our President Obama and First Lady, that you continue to be a shield of protection around them, Lord, and anything that's around them that is dangerous, we ask that that be removed. Lord, we ask that you bless the officials, Lord. Would you bless those who are just wayward and have turned away from you, hard-headed kids, hard-headed adults. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for our young men who are dying in the streets. We pray for the cops who have to respond. We ask that you give them the patience to respond well, but you also protect each and every person involved. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the test, and we thank you for who you are. And we ask, Lord, would you continue to help us to pass the test, Lord. Lord, some of your children are getting weary, Lord, because they're waiting on breakthroughs, and they're going through a lot. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you show them some favor and mercy, Lord? If anyone has turned away from you, or anyone is angry about your decision for life or your decision for an experience, Lord, we ask that you change their heart so they can receive a blessing, and so that the yokes can be broken, and so that they can stop experiencing bad luck. Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We thank you for the Love Live Jesus ministry. We thank you for the speaking that's coming, Lord. We thank you for the adventures, Lord. We thank you for the experiences, the godly experiences, Lord, and the ministry experiences, Lord. We thank you for the people that you're getting ready to place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you bless us, the desires of our hearts. Help us to serve the people and do good for the people, Lord. Lord, we ask that you crown this head and that you anoint these hands for everything that I touch to be a success, Lord, whatever it is, a project, whatever it is. Lord, I thank you for the rich word. I thank you for being able to pray unto you and talk to you tonight, Lord. I thank you for the things you've done, Lord, and the things you're doing with this ministry, Lord. I ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to just be great for you, Lord. Not good, but just great for you, Lord. And would you help us to continue to have strength, Lord. Bless us, Lord, to continue to walk in the will of your holy kingdom. Lord, we ask that if there is anything in our hearts that's not of you, would you remove it? Anything in our minds that's not of you, remove it. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you and we praise you, Lord. And now, Lord, we just want to take time to say thank you. We don't want to ask for anything. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. Lord, we thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us health and strength, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the lives that you blessed to be lived, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just being who you are. Lord, we thank you for getting us out of the storms of life, Lord. We thank you for bringing us to the storms, because that makes us stronger, Lord. We thank you for the rain, Lord. We thank you for the sun. We thank you for the people, Lord, our families and our friends. We thank you for the elders, Lord, and our pastors and our everyone, Lord. We just thank you. Lord, we thank you for just blessing us and loving us, Lord. We thank you for the victories we won. And we thank you for just being God and being in our lives. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, and I personally thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. And I say it publicly because I'm not ashamed to say that I serve a true and living God. Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to walk right in thankfulness. Lord God, we appreciate you. We magnify your name. Help us to bring other people unto you, Lord, so that they can thank you. Because there's more thank yous than just my thank yous. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this thank you and this prayer, we ask, will we not be relinquished out of your sight, Lord? We love you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There are a lot of sad hearts, understandably so. And there are a lot of things that people are experiencing right now, but as Prophetess Juanita Bonham is singing, God deserves all the glory no matter what. And we have to be able to praise God through the good and the bad. And I know that sometimes when people go through storms, when we go through storms, it's hard to even smile in your storm. But in this life, we have all experienced storms. Doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, how much money you have, everyone has experienced a storm. But we know that God is great, and he's able to perform miracles. He's able to bring peace. He's able to ward off danger. He's able to carry us through. He's able to relieve any type of pain that we have. He's able to give us financial breakthroughs. He's able to bless us even in our most just depressing moments. God is able to do it. And young people, it is time that you find out who Jesus is. I know that sometimes you don't want to do things relaying to God because maybe it's not cool, but God is able to take you places and he's able to do things that you've never been able to do. He's able to keep you in a time of storms and he's able to keep you when there's danger. God can keep you. And likewise, we as adults need to pray over you before you go to school and when you come home. And at this time, I want to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because your life won't be perfect, but you'll be able to endure these storms that come in your life. Because you have Jesus. That's the only way. Without him, you're not going to win. Without him, you're going to fail every time. And it doesn't matter if you want to go to church or you don't. The church starts in your heart. And so whatever you decide to get out of church, that's up to you. But young people, you're going to have to know who God is. You're going to have to give God some of your time. And it's time now. Amen.
You're my sunshine, you're my sunshine, you're my sunshine.
Amen. That was Prophetess Juanita Bynum. She says, you are great, and we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The late Reverend James Cleveland is on my mind, and I want to play a particular song that the Lord is showing me, and it's entitled, Where is Your Faith in God? And many of us say that, yeah, I have faith. I have faith in God, but when the going gets tough, our faith somehow goes out the window. But I want you to ask yourself this tonight, where is your faith? Because we serve a true and living God with mass faith, and we must have faith in order to experience God's great reward. So this is the late Reverend James Cleveland. Where is your faith? Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep going.
Talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Christian was trying to encourage him. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. You say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Thank you. man got no job. Christian said,
amen. That was the late Reverend James Cleveland. Where is your faith? And if you drop your faith, or if you have relinquished your faith, Jesus says, go back and get your faith, because you're going to need to have faith in God. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Love of Jesus Ministry as we were praying for different individuals and ourselves. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. /freedomlove, that's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, please, Facebook @freedomlove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, I would like to thank all of my new connections. Thank you so much. Have some authors who have written about presidents who have connected with me. Thank you so much. Keep connecting with me because I would like to get you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. On tomorrow, we have a very special guest who will speak about President Obama's gun control laws. So please be sure to tune in with us with that. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and also pray for those you know and those you do not know. If you feel like you don't have anything to pray for someone's children. Pray for the incident that happened in Waco, Texas. There are things happening all around the world, so there is something that you can pray for. And do not forget to pray for yourself as well. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendar for June, as we will have a youth talent show. I will give you more information on that particular talent show when it becomes available. I want you to feast your eyes on my Hub page. I want you to type in alfreda.hubpages.com, alfreda.hubpages.com. This is where I write some of my articles. And as you can tell, as I always say, we have the music category. We have the political category. We have the family category. We have, of course, the gospel industry category. We have the civil rights category. And we have, of course, the ministry of God. And we have school news as well. So be sure to connect with me on alfreda.hubpages.com. You may follow or you may just come and visit and read the articles. It really doesn't matter. So just please, as I said before, watch out for that page as well. Of course, the radio ministry is on blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the Love of Jesus Ministry, for praying with me. Be sure that you continue to pray with your children, pray with your family, and just continue to love God because God has some great things in store. As far as your desires, continue to pray over your desires that the Lord will bless you and he will bless you real good. I want to thank each and every one of you for just, as I said before, tuning in. Thank you so much for being being great listeners. Yes, being great listeners of the ministry of God. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.